This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
We get into some culture war news here in the second hour of this Sunday broadcast. And joining me in the next segment will be Frank Kavanaugh, the original founding bass player member of the rock band Filter, very popular in the 90s. And so just to kind of give you a brief on what we're going to be talking about, he was kicked out of the band for his political beliefs, being a conservative, and then the band said some negative things about Alex Jones, Donald Trump, and he decided to come out and give a response to that. And there's been some other stuff developing with that too, but we'll have him break that down. But first, here is Sergeant Frank Kavanaugh explaining why he left Filter to join the Army.
What kind of response have you gotten from your fellow soldiers?
You know, it's really incredible because I've done my whole career in the Army. I didn't let anybody know about my history of being in a band, Filter, and this just came out a couple weeks ago, and across the board, 100%, I've gotten responses from soldiers that they just can't believe it. They can't believe that someone who was in a band as successful as mine would stop doing music and join the Army. And my reply to them is that, to me, being in the military is more important than making music right now. We're at a time in our country where our country's at war, and our country needs everyone they can get. You know, I had done everything that I wanted to do in life. With being in a band like Filter, I'd seen the world literally, gone around it twice, and I didn't want to live my whole life and not be in the military.
We had a bass player in Filter before Charles. His name was Frank Kavanaugh. And now, he's a sergeant in the Army. One, two.
And we're just showing Frank rocking the bass right now, performing in Kuwait for the military. And so Frank is going to be joining us, and there's a bit of another twist that I'll let Frank talk about when it comes to that show that they did in Kuwait and some of the social media activity that the Filter band has been doing since they kicked Frank out for his politics. You know, you'd think being in a band, you just want to have, like, the best bass player, you know, the guy that started the band. But, you know, he likes Trump. He listens to InfoWars, so can't have that, I guess, you know, because that's so American. But he'll give us the update on all of that. But, you know, I was thinking about this because so many times, you know, rock stars and actors and you know, celebrities and everything, we take their word with such value, and it's really, there's too much value placed in it, I think, because they really most of the time don't know what they're talking about. And then I also realize, though, that things are so polarized and political now that you have to be careful, because sometimes you might think somebody said something really negative and you might in turn get angry, but you didn't see the full story. An example would be, for example, I'm a big Foo Fighters fan, Dave Grohl, lead singer. He made a statement and he said, you know, he didn't like Trump. He was disappointed in Trump. And that quote from a long interview was the only thing that made it out. So you had all these people saying, oh, I hate Dave now. I'll never listen to Foo Fighters again. And I was like, well, I'm going to go read this. And then you read the whole interview. And yeah, he did say he didn't like Trump. He said he didn't like some of his policies and he was disappointed in some of the things that he said. And then, but you read the whole thing, and it's like, look, you know, people are allowed to have a political opinion, and that doesn't mean we have to hate them for it. That doesn't mean we have to cut them out of our life. And he talks about that. He's like, I realize that to some people, my political opinion is crazy. And he's like, I know friends in the music industry that have complete opposite political views as mine. So it's like, we just need to remember that we got to come together and that we're all American at the end of this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Sometimes you just need to talk to somebody to learn that you don't hate them just because of their politics. Now, the issue that we have is one side of the aisle doesn't want to come together and doesn't want to talk and doesn't want to be friends. They just want to hate. And this has resulted in mass censorship. This has resulted in people ending relationships, families being torn apart. And for the specific example, bands being torn apart. So Frank Kavanaugh was the founding bassist for the popular band Filter. He was kicked out for his politics, and he's a conservative. He joined the military. He was a sergeant in the military. And he joins us now because there's some new ripples to this story. Frank Kavanaugh, bassist, or I guess formerly the bassist for Filter, joins us now. Thanks for joining me, Frank.
Hey, Owen. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Well, you look a little different now than you did back then, I gotta say.
You know, we live a long life, and you gotta constantly be able to reinvent yourself. And when I was in Filter, I was a certain person. I always had the core moral values. I wanted to be in that lifestyle. And then I completely changed and joined the Army. And now I'm a farmer. Just, living out the rest of my life. I do want to say there's a lot of backstory with the whole Filter thing. Filter's been around for 25 years. There's been a lot of people in and out of it. And, the whole thing with Richard and I having a fallout originally happened actually 6 years ago in 2013 when he called Alex Jones and anyone who was in the Tea Party terrorists, basically. And at that point, I realized how dangerous it was to have that kind of rhetoric. Being a musician, then being a soldier, I understand that an AR or guitar, they're both weapons. They can be used for good or they can be used for evil or bad. And what's happening now in this country being completely polarized where you have to be this way or that way or I won't even speak to you really is only happening on the left. The people on the right, I enjoy debate. I enjoy being told I'm wrong because I know I'm right. And if I'm proven wrong, I stand corrected and I thank you because I don't want to live my life making mistakes like that. So when they had a show in El Paso just this last week and it got canceled because of their anti-Trump rhetoric, I felt that I needed to come out and use this as an opportunity kind of to – I want to defend Filter. I want to defend Richard. I want to defend his speech even though I'm 100% against it. I went to Iraq and served in the military to defend speech that I did not like, which
decidedly filters message now is not positive. It's definitely a negative message. It's the glass is half empty. It's not half full. And I could sit here and bash that individual person, but what happened in filtering, what happened to me is a small macrocosm of the microcosm of what's happened to Alex Jones and what's happened to all conservatives by being banned. And there's a golden opportunity right now, just as the DNC is not letting Fox News have any debates. And Alex is off of YouTube. We've all been banned at times off Facebook and various social media platforms. Now there was a little bite of tyranny that bit Richard Patrick. From the jaws of tyranny that's been having us in a clamp for years. And if he wants his free speech and he wants to defend it and he's so passionate about free speech, then here's an opportunity. Be the change you want to see in the world. We are the change that we want to see in the world. And as Gandhi, what Gandhi did after India achieved its independence, a man came to him whose son had been, he was either a Muslim or a Hindu. He came to him and he said, "My son has been killed." He was a Hindu. And Gandhi said, "I want you to adopt a Muslim whose father has been killed and raise him as a Muslim. Because then you know all sides and we can live in peace." It really, if you don't know what's going on the other side and you're so closed-minded, it's like turning off an instrument in the palette of your life. Or if you're a painter, saying, "I'm never going to use that color." And
or let's use your band Filter as the example. It's removing the bass player, and so you're listening to the same Filter songs, but you're not getting the full sound. You're not hearing the hearing the whole thing, and so you're kind of like, "Well, wait a second, I recognize the song, but something's missing." You don't have the full orchestra.
Well, you know, the thing about the band model for Filter, it was always a computer. Everything was written on a computer. It wasn't a traditional where a band would get together and jam. And I was on the first three records. Actually, the first record I played some drums on. The second two records I played bass. And I collaborated in the studio with Rich and wrote songs.
So you guys were doing mostly digital recordings. You weren't laying down tracks.
It wasn't like four or five guys got together and jammed, like, "Here, I've got all these ideas. Let's put it together and make a song and then go record it." That's not what we did. It was Rich always owned the band. He always had the business model where it was going to be a revolving door. Of course, we didn't know that 25 years ago when we were in it. But that whole part of the story will correct any deficiencies in that, in accuracy.
Let's do that on the other side. Let's do that on the other side, because I actually want to kind of talk about something you said and talk about the larger issue here, how in your eyes Richard is now kind of starting to get that sting of the tyranny that really they've been invoking on America, and you don't want that. You don't want his shows to get canceled for his free speech, but you're saying that's kind of almost karma. It's kind of like the universe coming back and saying that you're now reaping what you sowed.
Exactly. It's the golden rule. It's you treat others the way you would want to be treated. You know, it's great. I haven't been paying attention to Filter. I've been doing other stuff. And, I went and looked at the Filter video that they had posted, and you can see at the very end of the video, there's a little old man in there. Now, what would a little old man be in a rock venue? And he looks like he's probably in his 80s, like Korea War era, who probably lost friends and is not having it. So it's like, it was very disrespectful. I can see it in that man's soul as he was walking away. And it's like, if you want people to respect your ideas, you want us to listen to you, then respect us. And we will. We have no problem listening to you. We have no problem debating you. We have no problem talking about anything, because if we're wrong, we'll admit it. But the thing is that logically, if you think about what's going on, the right is not incorrect. The right is right. And it's time for it's almost like a cycle of domestic violence is happening in this country, where it's just getting more and more escalated, where one side's doing one thing, one side's doing the other. What happened with Jesse Smollett, it is basically that 63 million Americans that he was trying to perpetrate a false flag against. What Rich has been doing with Filter is he's alienated 63 million Americans, his fans. And it's like, what? Why are you doing this for a political what? You don't even know the other side. So well,
and I think and I actually think that this is maybe an unintended consequence of all the lies in the media right now. And this is what you kind of came in talking about, how we can't even really have peaceful conversations, because it's like if I walk up to somebody and they know I'm a conservative, they're immediately callous to me and they immediately don't want to hear me. So then we can't have a conversation. But then you realize that's what's keeping us divided. It's the fact that they've been lied to so much about conservatives, about Trump supporters. So now they see one, they're like, oh my gosh, that's a bigot, that's a racist. They don't want to hear from you. And I don't know if that was intentional, but so now we can't come together. Where yesterday I'm talking to these people that are Trump haters, and they're like, yeah, Russian collusion. I'm like, remember how they faked Jesse Smollett? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, they're faking the Russian collusion. And it was like everything clicked. They don't want us to talk to them. They're scared of us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, let me try to crystallize that thought that I was cut off on by the break last segment. So, and I think I have a better way to paint it so it makes sense. Don Lemon doesn't want you to talk to Owen Troyer, because Owen Troyer is smarter than Don Lemon and will actually be able to impact your opinion and change your mind in a positive way. So, now to zoom out, CNN doesn't want you to go to InfoWars because our information trumps theirs. Our news broadcasts trump theirs. We are 100,000 times better than them, so they don't want you to tune into InfoWars. So censorship is one level, but what I was getting at, as Frank Kavanaugh, the original founding bassist of Filter, is with us, they want people, they want free speech chilled, specifically when it comes to just any individual talking to a conservative or listening to InfoWars. It's the threat that our information is actually so powerful it could change your mind and influence you. They don't want that. So what I'm saying is, they're cutting off communication at an individual level because they want you to be so hardened and callous when you see a Trump supporter. They don't want you to talk to them because that Trump supporter could actually change your mind if you gave them a chance. And I learned this because I went out to South by Southwest yesterday and I was talking to a nice family. They were black people. They didn't like Trump. And the main reason was because they said he was treasonous because of Russian collusion. Now, where do they get that? CNN, MSNBC. Who wants us shut down? CNN, MSNBC. They talked to me yesterday what CNN and MSNBC don't want them to do. And guess what? I opened their eyes. And I said, you know how they faked that whole Jussie Smollett thing and the media went along with it? They said, yep. I said, you don't think they could do that with Russian collusion? They said, whoa. Guys, it's actually right at the beginning of the video. If you want to go to like 2 minutes in, you can see, it's this, this family right here. Really nice people. Not big fans of Trump. They didn't think he was like, you know, the full racist and everything like they said, but oh, Russian collusion, he's not. So my point is though, the CNNs, the people that censor social media, the people that hate Trump, they don't want this conversation to happen. They don't want conservatives and liberals to come together for a conversation because that's how we beat them. They want total information control. They want total conversation control. And as soon as people actually have a real conversation and they're not hardened by one point of view, all of a sudden you can come together, find a middle ground, and guess what? They're not going to get the race war, the civil war that they want. So, Frank, I don't know if that boils down what I was thinking there or if it makes sense to you. But before we get into some of the other stuff with you, does that make sense? Am I clarifying what I was saying?
Oh, that totally makes sense. It's really unfortunate what's happening in this country. It happens, and politics is all local, and it does happen locally, and it happens in a family. It happens in a band. It happens in relationships. Because people, it's almost like an inability to grow up. If you really want to own things, you know, people want to be a success and they want to own things, then you need to, the first thing you need to own is your mistakes. Because if you don't own your mistakes, then you'll never improve. And so it's almost like the people that are, they're like, oh goodness, like I backed the wrong person. I don't want to be proved wrong. So I'm going to keep doubling down and doubling down and doubling down. And I was a Democrat for years back when I was in Filter. I was more libertarian. I didn't even know what it was, you know, the whole the whole resistance, the revolution happened in 2012 with Ron Paul. You know, that's when I think this all changed. That it's, they're all late with this whole resistance thing. But the Democratic Party that I loved, that was for free speech, that was for civil rights, that was for inclusion, is now the Democratic Party of pre-Civil War, where it's not for inclusion. It's totally based on race, unfortunately.
Let's kind of boil this down, because I want to talk about, I don't know the members of the band Filter. This is the first time I've talked to Frank. I'm not here to try to, you know, insult these guys, but, you know, at the same time, I think that there's an example here that we can use, Frank, because what I see is a bunch of leftists grandstanding off of things that really they didn't do, or that they don't put their money where their mouth is. A good example is Cortez says you shouldn't fly or you shouldn't eat beef, and then she flies on an airplane and eats a beef taco in Texas. I mean, it's a joke. But so you guys played that show in Kuwait. We played the video earlier, and that was because you were a sergeant in the military and they invited you to go on that stage. And the band, though, after they kicked you out, and you were the sole responsible reason why they were playing that show for the troops in Kuwait, they then made a post on the internet saying, don't call me anti-American, I played in Kuwait, but they kicked you out of the band who was responsible for them playing in Kuwait. So it's kind of like the same irony. It's like it's like stolen valor, where they take something that really they aren't responsible for, or really something they're not doing, and then they basically foist it on you, like, how dare you?
Well, I've got to correct one thing, Owen. I made a conscious decision to join the military in 2005 because I was being a decade in Hollywood and in that whole thing out there. You know what it is and what it's like, and I just didn't want to be a part of that anymore. And so, at the time, Filter was on a hiatus anyway. Rich was in another band with the DeLeo brothers from Stone Temple Pilots. When that show happened, I was on pre-deployment at Fort Hood to go to Iraq, to Al-Assad. I hadn't told anyone in the Army that I had been in Filter because I just didn't want that to follow me. It's like, and they found me and flew me over there to that Kuwait show, and I was more than happy to do it. But it almost seemed like this is the whole reason that I actually approached InfoWars is because I wish Filter and all those guys the best of luck. They're great musicians. They're incredibly talented. They make great music. Get back to making music. And if you really want to talk about politics, be informed. But when Rich said, hey, have you gone to Iraq or Afghanistan? I've been over there. It's like, yeah, you've been over there. I was there with you too. I played with you. I also spent a year of my life there and gave a blank check to the United States government for basically my life, and was away from family, friends, career for a year because that's how much this country means to me. And to constantly dog our country, the glass is half empty, the glass is half empty, instead of being positive, being negative, portraying yourself as this all-inclusive person who's like the positive person. And then when you get handed your own dish that you've been feeding people for years, you cry that, well, you've been to Iraq and Afghanistan. It was almost like stolen valor to me. It was my best friend, Major Michael Edwards, never came back.
Man.
And
all right. Well, we got to take a break here. We're going to keep you here for at least five more minutes here in the next segment. Again, Frank Kavanaugh, the founding member bassist of Filter, joins us. We'll be right back.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. Well, Frank Cavanaugh is an all-American badass. He's a rock star, a sergeant in the military, and he has quite a handlebar mustache. So he's pretty much checks off all three boxes when it comes to the all-American badass. He's with us here for one more segment. Frank, I just wanted to give you the platform here. I know that there's been a lot of things on your mind over the years, and you've kind of remained silent on it, and you've decided to kind of go public, if you will, with some of these things. And so I appreciate you coming on InfoWars here. So I just wanted to give you the platform to just voice some things that are on your mind. If you want to talk more about Filter, them kicking you out, the statements they've made, or if you just want to talk about anything else that's on your mind happening in America right now. Frank Kavanaugh, former bassist of Filter, he was the founding member, and they booted him for his politics. And I think that you're probably about to find out why. Go ahead, Frank.
And first of all, I want to tell you that being in the military, you know, the gun is your weapon. Being a musician, your instrument is your weapon. Now our weapon and your weapon is comedy, and you are a battle wagon, sir. You, what you do out in the street with people has influenced and changed so many people's minds, and that's how we're going to do it. The whole backstory about me and Filter, I could go back into that. I want to use this opportunity right now, though, to be positive. I want to say that, you know, the most punk rock thing that anyone could do now in 2019 is be a libertarian, be a Trump supporter. We are the alternative. We are, you know, just as the patriots that founded this country were punk rock. That's what it is now. And they're trying to have a monopoly on art and music. Music is the soundtrack to our lives. And if they have a monopoly on the message coming out of that, then, you know, they think they're going to win. I actually think that what's happening right now is the death throes of the globalist statism, that, it's like jealous girls that were the most popular kids that finally, like, some new girl moved in and now they're, like, freaking out. And they're pulling all the stops out.
Yeah, and it's like sunlight to a vampire. I mean, as soon as the sunlight hits the vampire, they're done. You know, that's all that globalism needed was just to be exposed.
Exactly. And this has given me an opportunity. I mean, you're going to try to shut us down, but it's not going to happen. And I was systematically scrubbed from the internet, from all the Filter sites.
They erased you off the Wikipedia page. You were a founding member.
Yeah. And it's like I didn't even care at the point. It was like I was in the Army. I was doing, you know, I had a rich life going on. I was happy. It was like, you know, you can do that. But what has happened now is I've started a clearinghouse for music. And if anyone wants to check it out, go to Ounces of Bounces on Bandcamp. And I'm looking for musicians that have gone through the same thing as me, and artists, movie producers, anybody.
Well, let's actually bear down on this real quick, because talk about, and I try to explain this to young people, and I really think it's incomprehensible, and I don't want to sit here and say that it's like a blanket statement, but how much music, how has corporate media, if you will, engulfed music? So basically, like, how does Cardi B become the most popular quote unquote musician?
Oh, well, this is the thing, is that it's a huge media machine where if you sign, we were signed to Warner Brothers Reprise, Warner Brothers Pictures, which meant that we were going to be in automatically, the Filter music was going to be in 10 movies that year, and we were going to go on all the talk shows. We're automatically on MTV, and we were making MTV money, and MTV was making us money. So all of this house of cards has fallen down. It started again with Ron Paul, and now with Trump, it's actually happening. And they're desperately trying to hold on to the status quo. They are the establishment. When you silence somebody, you're afraid. And that's what's happening. They're afraid because they know that the gig is done.
Do you think there's a certain level where a band, we don't have to use Filter for an example, where a band might say, oh, I want to remove this member from the band because they like Trump, and I want to get that big record deal, and I know we won't get that offer unless he's out of the band?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. Of course. I've had many offers during the year since Filter to go and play with other big name bands, and I'll get into negotiations with them, and they'll be like, you're a libertarian? Like, you're a conservative? What? Like, and, you know, I'm like, yeah, well, look at who's more free. You know, look at when Ron Paul said legalize marijuana, that was it. And if you're an artist, a musician, And you didn't go with that political person who actually had the opportunity to change, you know, decades long prohibition on something that's horrible in our history. Then you're not genuine. You're false.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So like I want and again, you are the rock star here. This is just from an outsider's perspective that's done the research. It's not even about music most of the time when they sign these deals. It's about politics. I mean, they really will pass up 100 great bands that have the best music if they don't like their politics, and they'll sign the one band that they either know they can control or that they know is uneducated in their politics, and that's the one that they'll promote. That's the one that will get the record deals.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when I was in Filter, the one thing I did, I was a young kid. I was in my 20s. I couldn't even believe I was there. You know, I was a young kid from Cleveland. And that now I'm in LA shooting movies and meeting movie stars, and I kept my mouth shut because I knew that I needed to toe the line of what they wanted me to do. And believe me, we can go into all the things that happened there in LA that are so wrong. But I always had in my head what I was, and if you speak out, you're gone. And that has to end, and it is ending. And the best thing that they could have done is ban Alex Jones from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, because everything that they've been saying was false, and we're wearing tinfoil hats and we're conspiracy theories for decades is right there, obvious. It's right in your, there's no denying it. There's no denying that the left is the party of negativity and hatred. That's it. They've completely switched full circle. And, you know, it's not to say that those people are bad. There's so many good, well-meaning people that are Democrats that are being fooled. And it's really unfortunate. And, you know, it's my duty for my kids to come forward at this point and just be like, you know, I love my country so much that I gave up a lucrative musical career to join the military because I felt it was the right thing to do. And I feel it's the right thing to do now to speak out and kind of call Richard Patrick and Filter out, but not condemn him, to support him, to support his free speech that I don't like, that I would consider hate speech, because it's very integral to have a vibrant debate and to have the other side. And I challenge Richard Patrick to come out and support Alex Jones and end the ban to Alex Jones on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
And you've got a letter in defense to Alex Jones, and I don't know if that's published anywhere. Maybe if you want, we could publish this on InfoWars. But I'll tell you what, Frank, I do on the War Room, I do a Veterans Call-In Show special the last Friday of every month. I'd love to have you co-host with me on the Veterans Call-In special for 3 hours, if you'd be willing to do that sometime. I had a great time on with you in the last three segments. So if that's something you're interested in, guys, let's talk to Frank when we go to break here and see if he'd be interested in something like that. But, Frank, thank you so much for joining us today. You're a real rock star. You're an All-American. And thank you so much for coming on InfoWars today.
Oh, and thank you, man. And everyone down there at InfoWars, just keep on doing what you're doing. You guys rock. You are the new punk rock.
And I wish I even did a better job here today talking about the website he started for people that are getting blackballed from the music industry because of their politics. I mean, that's big. I mean, put that on Drudge Report. That's what needs to be on Drudge Report. We'll be right back. Final segment on the other side.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My Leaps and My Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure give you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours. cigars and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use, packaged, mixed in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Final segment of this Sunday Alex Jones show. Owen Troy are filling in for Alex today. You know, we had a tragic situation. 157 people died in a plane crash, an Ethiopian Airlines plane crash, and this has been covered on the news today, and I'm not trying to make light of this situation, folks. It's very tragic, but I wanted to highlight something here. Again, this isn't a joke, but let me just explain, because you can see all the B-roll. It's all over television. The images are everywhere. They're out in the field where the plane crash happened, and you can see all the debris. You can see the plane crash. I mean, it looks like the site of a plane crash. There's a bunch of debris everywhere from the plane, and, you know, it's what you would expect a large, massive plane crashing into the ground to look like. Parts everywhere, debris everywhere, in a field, teams of people there to clean it up, and actually they even do a crime scene because they have to investigate the debris and the rubble and everything so that they can kind of maybe give a clue as to what happened. But I'm watching this thinking, yeah, okay, this is what a plane crash site looks like for sure. But I'd be remiss if I didn't use this opportunity. And again, this is a tragic thing. I'm not trying to make light of this or divert off of this. But if I didn't use this opportunity to point something obvious out, I feel like I would be missing a golden opportunity, folks, because a lot of people still don't understand the 9/11 truth movement. I'm not saying I know what happened, folks. All I know is that we were sold a bill of goods, because you look at that plane crash site from the Ethiopian Airlines plane crash, and you compare that, the exact same plane that went down in Pennsylvania on September 11, 2001, do you not notice the difference, folks? There's no debris. There's literally no debris. Just an hour or two after the plane crashed, and there's no debris. Literally none. The exact same plane as the Ethiopian Airlines. So we're just kind of here rolling the B-roll, showing you images from September 11th, the plane crash in Pennsylvania, the side of it, no debris, none at all. You can't find a single piece of rubble. And then compare that to what you saw from the Ethiopian Airlines plane crash that just happened, where there's debris and rubble everywhere, like you would expect from a plane crash. So, folks, look, I just want you to use your common sense here. I just want you to use your logic here. When there's a plane crash, the site of the plane crash, there should be a plane. Okay? There was no plane in the field in Pennsylvania. And the fact that the media has this country so brainwashed that they can tell you, look at this plane crash, and there's not even a plane. My God. So watching the coverage of the Ethiopian Airline plane crash, I couldn't help but think about the coverage of the plane crash on September 11th in Pennsylvania, where there was no plane. Again, every image they show from the field where the Ethiopian plane crash happened, there's debris and rubble everywhere, like you would expect. But somehow, magically, on September 11th, 2001, the plane that went down in Pennsylvania, no plane. Ladies and gentlemen, the American government and the American media showed you a plane crash and there was no plane and you fell for it. I'm not insulting the audience, sir. I'm just saying it's like, that's where we're at. Like, I'm the storyteller here. Hey, look, here's a plane crash site. Where's the plane? Doesn't matter. We're the media. We're the government. We say there was a plane crash, so there was a plane crash, but there's no plane. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. And so the crew was like, hey, remember this about 9/11? This is that. They're showing Building 7 now. Look, there's all kinds of stuff from 9/11, folks. They lied about the whole thing. The whole thing was orchestrated. Okay? Now they're showing videos of plane crashes. So, yeah, where was all the debris and rubble from the plane crash on September 11, 2001, folks? There was no plane. Or you try to explain that to me. But anyway, there was other news I didn't get to, and I got to roll. We got to play this video, folks, because it's so imperative to understand why they're censoring Alex Jones. But it's even more important to see how they're lying about it. And that's when you know there's dirty tricks involved. So we've got a great clip coming up that Greg Reese and Darren McBreen put together on the Twitter censorship. But first, folks, please, I'm about to sign off, and I barely even plugged today. I need you to fuel our engine at InfoWarsStore.com so that we don't crash. And you have been fueling our engine. You do mid-air flight refueling. It's just, your support at InfoWarsStore.com is imperative. You know that. That's how we're able to beat the censorship and try to expand at the best of our ability with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of $50 off DNA Force Plus. Take advantage of 50% off Bodies. Take advantage of 25% off Survival Shield X2, which is back at InfoWarsStore.com. Get an air filter. Get a water filter. You need that for your house. Don't have your family and friends over at your home with polluted air and dirty water. So we've got the air filters, we've got the water filters, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support there. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com today so that InfoWars can be on air tomorrow. Now, we sign off of the Alex Jones Show on a Sunday with a special report on how Twitter must be up to some dirty tricks when it comes to censoring Alex Jones.
Twitter censorship. The three strikes that took down Alex Jones. Strike one, child abuse.
There was a video that was uploaded that showed a child being violently thrown to the ground and crying.
The video in question is a viral meme with over 100,000 retweets. The meme showed a child bullying an adult who was eventually pushed to the ground and started crying like a victim. The reason this video went viral in 2018 was because it reflected the strategy of the new American left. Bully your opponents and then cry foul when they try to fight back. Forbes originally claimed that the man in the video was Alex Jones himself. And somehow, InfoWars is to blame for a video that remained on Twitter for months after the fact.
Strike two, inciting violence.
The second one was a video that we viewed as incitement of violence.
The original video was a message directed towards President Trump.
This is an emergency message to President Trump, to Congress, and to anyone that supports free speech in this country.
Twitter ignores this. They selected a short segment and deceitfully acted as if Alex Jones was inciting violence against the media.
But now it's time to act on the enemy before they do a false flag. I know the Justice Department's crippled a bunch of followers and cowards. But there's groups, there's grand juries, there's you call for it. It's time politically, economically, and judiciously, and legally, and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now. Get together the people you know aren't traitors and aren't cowards and aren't hedging their frickin' bets like all these other assholes do. And let's go. Let's do it.
And then there's a bunch of other stuff.
The other stuff that Twitter decided to ignore made it clear that the statement was being made to President Trump.
Because they're coming. Now, in your wisdom, you may be playing possum and waiting for him to come in.
Alex Jones was encouraging the president to take action against internet censorship. And after omitting this fact, they skip forward to Alex Jones reminding Americans of the importance of their Second Amendment rights.
People need to have their battle rivals and everything ready at their bedsides. You got to be ready. The media is so disciplined in their deception. Antifa attacked all these people at the White House, beat up reporters, beat up women, children. No coverage.
Twitter does not respect the Second Amendment.
Strike three, bullying Oliver Darcy.
So the third strike that we looked at was a verbal altercation that Alex got into with a journalist. You're a virus to America and freedom, smelling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow. You look like a possum that got caught doing some really, really nasty stuff, in my view.
That's verbal. Enough? Really? That's hilarious.
The altercation with Oliver Darcy is the real reason why Alex Jones was deleted from Twitter. Rather than allowing an open and honest discussion and possibly resolving our differences peacefully, they choose to silence their opposition and push towards a violent civil war.
People have pointed out that Jack himself encouraged everyone to read an article which basically outlined the fact that there's no civility left and that civil war is likely to happen in America. It says that the article was why there's no bipartisan way forward at this juncture in our history. One side must win. If you exacerbate the divisions in society that are so rife right now, that is going to create a civil war situation. So they're going to be partly responsible for it as one of the biggest platforms silencing people. They're only going to drive them underground. They're only going to make them more angry, more extreme on both sides.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
Conspiracy theories is an easy target. There are some who worry this is a slippery slope where people with different viewpoints could be silenced.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.